弟兄姊妹们，主里面平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
转眼之间就是，已经过了一年了。
So, in the blink of an eye, has been a year already.
再一次跟弟兄姊妹见面是非常的感恩。
I'm very gracious that I'm able to see you again.
请我们翻到彼得前书。
Please turn to the first epistle of Peter.
彼得前书。
First epistle of Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们从十八节来看
verse 18 of chapter 1
彼得前书第一章十八节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 18
知道你们的属脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物
Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers.
乃是凭着基督的宝血如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血
But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的却在这末世才为你们显现。
He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
你们也因着信那叫他从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
你们既因顺从真理接近了自己心以及爱弟兄没有虚假就当从心里彼此切实相爱
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren love one another fervently with a pure heart
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是借着神活泼长存的道
Having been born again, not of corruptible seeds, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which by the gospel was preached to you.
第二章第一节
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒诡诈并假善嫉妒和一切毁谤的话
Therefore laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking
就要爱慕那纯净的灵来像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样叫你们因此渐长以致得救
As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
And if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
我们知道彼得前书是分开两段。
We know that 1 Peter is in two sections.
由第一章第一节到十二节。
In chapter 1 from the first verse to the 12th verse.
我们看见很重要的基础就是讲到神的儿女们的盼望
It's a very important foundation. It speaks the hope of the children of God.
我们有很大的盼望，就是活泼的盼望。
We have a hope and living joy, a hope.
所以我们就靠着这盼望的鼓励，我们能 做一个寄居的人。
Through this hope, we're encouraged to live a life of pilgrimage.
当我们在世上寄居的时候，
And as we are the sojourner of the world,
我们乃是把那个荣耀的生活活出来。
We live that glorious life.
所以由一章十三节开始。
So from the chapter 1 verse 13,
后面就讲到怎样的荣耀生活。
And then it speaks of how to live the glorious life.
怎么能有荣耀的生活呢？
How can you live a glorious life?
是因为我们先有那永远活泼的盼望。
And it's because first we obtain that eternal and living hope.
是主为我们存留的。
It is the Lord kept that for us.
所以我们这些在外面好像是分散寄居的人。
So for those of us who seems to scatter around and to be sojourners,
看来是那么的孤单软弱。
And we seem lonely and weak.
但是实在我们有永远的盼望。
But we have an eternal hope.
我们里面是有无比的主的爱来激励我们。
And in us, there is that great love of the Lord that compels us.
所以我们能活出一个荣耀的生活来。
So that we can live a glorious life.
在荣耀的生活这一大段的话里面。
In this glorious life, that big section of words,
最先他要讲的就是我们要成为圣洁。
First of all, he speaks of we need to be holy.
因为这是主向我们所定的旨意。
Because that is his desire to us.
当然我们能够圣洁不是我们自己能够的。
We cannot be holy ourselves.
乃是主为我们成就的。
But of something that the Lord accomplished for us.
当我们看立位记的时候。
When we read Leviticus.
我们就看见这个主题。
And we will see that theme.
所以一章这里也是引用立位记那个神的旨意。
So in chapter 1 it also quoted from Leviticus.
但是在那个时候神的旨意是比较不太明朗。
But back then the will of the Lord is not that clear.
但是当我们主耶稣来的时候。
But when our Lord Jesus came,
就看得清楚了。
We can see clearly.
神向我们所定的旨意是在主耶稣基督里面显明了。
The will of the Lord toward us manifested in Christ Jesus.
他就是神为我们所预备的。
That is what the Lord has prepared for us.
我们自己是何等的软弱、可怜、是污秽。
We are weak, pitiful, and defiled.
我们怎能来满足神的要求了。
How can we satisfy his requirements?
但是感谢神他知道我们的境况。
But we thank God he knows our conditions.
所以他已经为我们有这个预备就是主耶稣。
So he prepared beforehand that is Christ Jesus.
所以立位记前面那十章。
So the first 10 chapters of Leviticus.
是讲到祭物跟那个祭司。
It speaks of the sacrifice and the priests.
就是我们能够成为圣洁的基础。
And that is the foundation of our holiness.
就是我们能成为圣洁的道路。
And that is the way that we can be holy.
就是我们能成为圣洁的秘诀。
And that is the secret that we can be holy.
所以呢，我们就看见，神在主耶稣基督里面向我们定的旨意就是这个圣洁的生活。
So that the purpose of the Lord that in us in Christ Jesus is to live a holy life.
圣洁的生活在彼得前书这里让我们来思想那个很重要的基础。
The life of holiness is a very important foundation in 1 Peter.
是我们先有主的生命。
Is that first we have the life of the Lord.
圣洁的生活不是在外面做出来的。
A holy life is not something you do on the outside.
那是活出来的。
But something that you live out.
活就是生命的问题。
When we talk about living, that's a fact of life. It's not a fact of expression. It's not a fact of technique. But of life. And then we know that life determines all. Whatever life, type of life you have, you will lead to that living. And you cannot change that.
所以我们要有圣洁的生活, 必须要在生命上来改变。
So if we want to live a holy life, we need to change in life.
所以主来就把我们从那个败坏的那个血统里面来改变过来。
So the Lord came to change us out of that, the bloodstream from Adam, from, change that out.
那是血统的问题。
It's a fact of heritage.
所以18节那里这样说, 就是我们的属脱去祖宗所存留虚妄的行为。
So in verse 18 it says that knowing that you were redeemed, not redeemed with corruptible things.
乃是凭着基督的宝血。
But with the precious blood of Christ.
我们都知道, 许多的, 表现啊, 都是跟那个血统有密切关系。
We know that many of our expressions are deeply tied into our heritage.
一个人他的, 样貌, 或者是他的, 高, 身材怎么样?
How you look, how high you are.
都是跟那个遗传有关的。
It has something to do with heritage.
他的样子, 他的体型,
how you look, how you body type.
是生下来就是这样。
When you are born, that's settled.
进一步来说, 他的性格怎样?
So one step further, how your character is.
也是跟遗传有关。
And that it also ties into heritage.
我们现在看见很多 健康问题,
so now we see many health issues.
比方那个血压高啊,
for example, high blood pressure.
或者是那个心脏病啊,
or heart disease.
或者是许多的癌症,
or many forms of cancers.
甚至是那个, 精神病,
or mental issues.
许多许多的, 都是跟那遗传有关的。
Many of these things are tied to heritage.
你不能改变,
you cannot change that.
所以去到医生哪里去?
So when you go to the doctors,
我想常听到, 一句话就是, 你家族里面有没有这些毛病?
Often you'll be asked, does anybody in your family have that issue?
假如有的话, 你是高危的分子。
And if your family do, then you're high risk.
你,
There's nothing you can do.
你在那个血统里面就是这样。
Once you're in that heritage, that becomes who you are.
当然我们都是亚当的后裔。
And of course, we're all the descendant of Adam.
那就很麻烦了。
That's troublesome.
我们留着我们祖宗的那个血统。
We have the blood of our fathers.
所以很难圣洁起来。
So it's very hard for us to be holy.
所以主来就跟我们把血统改换。So
the Lord came to change our heritage.
所以主为我们流血，不是不但是把我们的罪来到洗干净。So
the Lord shed His precious blood not only to cleanse away our sins.
不但是代替我们来免去神的愤怒。Not
only just to spare us from the wrath of God.
而且是把生命就是他的血统放在我们里面。
But he gave us his life and that he gave us his heritage in us.
弟兄姊妹,很多时候我们不能过圣洁的生活, 是因为我们不信。
Brothers and sisters, many times we cannot live a holy life is because of our unbelief.
我们还是靠自己来,我们还是看自己。
We live by ourselves, we look at ourselves.
不错,我们是诚实。
True that we're honest.
但是我们, 没有看见，这是主把生命放在我们里面。
But we did not see that the Lord placed His life in us.
所以我们能够圣洁，不是我们比别人强。
So if we're to be holy, it's not because we're stronger than others.
乃是因为主的血在我们里面。
But because of His blood in us.
它流出来就是完全不同的一种的表现。
When that express out, it's a different form of expression.
所以主为我们流血，不但是把罪解决了。
When he shed his blood, not only he take away the sins.
他还是更加是让我们在有一个主的生命在里面流出属天的。圣洁的表现。
So that the heavenly life, the holy life can flow out of us.
所以有诗歌这样说，就是我们留作一个更高贵的血脉。
The hymn will say that we have better blood, a better heritage.
在我们里面。所以我们要敬拜主。
That type is in us. That's why we worship the Lord.
主为我们流血是一件伟大的事。
The thing is great that he shed his blood for us.
是什么代价也办不到的。
There is no match for that cost.
所以在哥林多前书就是说主是为我们出了重价。
So in 1 Corinthians, it would say the Lord paid a great price for us.
重到什么地步呢？
It's great to a point.
就是比世上任何的重价要重得多。
That is to surpass all the big price that you pay in the world.
所以世上的金银等物是没有办法来帮助我们。
So silver or gold in the world cannot help us.
但是主为我们出了重价。
The Lord paid a great price for us.
就是为我们流他的宝血。
And it is with his precious blood.
那我们就有主的生命。
Then we have the life of the Lord.
主的血统在我们里面。
His heritage is in us.
所以我们就应该来活出圣洁的生活。
So we need to live.A life of holiness.
刚才我提到就信心的问题。
Just now I mentioned about faith.
你信吗？
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
你信主，那生命在我们里面，我们就顺着他能有圣洁的生活吗？
Do you believe that because of his life is in us, and then we follow that life, we can live a life of holiness?
我们可以支取这个这么大的那个能力。
We can draw from that great power.
就是很自然生命的能力在我们里面出来。
Naturally, the power of the life flows out of us.
所以求主来帮助我们。
So we pray that the Lord will help us.
让我们一个隐藏的不信得受帮助。
That our hidden unbelief can be helped.
那我们在以后的要过圣洁的生活，这方面就可以大有不同了。
And then we can be very different in the fact of living a life of holiness.
当然，我们不能不纪念我们所蒙的恩是那么的大。
But we could not help but to remember our great salvation.
所以，世上的金银等物，在我们心里面都变成。没有什么地位。
So the gold and silver of the world became very less important in our heart.
我们再不应该因为有什么我们得不到，我们就在主里面有一个怨言。
We shouldn't say that there's something that I cannot obtain, then we murmur with the Lord.
一个不认识主为我们所成就的事情的人。
If someone who does not realize what the Lord has accomplished for him,
有时候就是满了一个埋怨。
And then the person would be full of complaints.
总是感觉主 没有给我们最好的。
And always feel that the Lord did not give us the best.
但是早上的时候，我们思想主为我们出了重价。
But this morning we remember that the Lord paid a great price for us.
他为我们成就了一件伟大的事，是所有的金银等物不能成就的。
He accomplished something that none of the gold and silver can buy.
因着这一个为我们成就的那个工作。
Because of what he accomplished, the work.
我们就能我们所不能的。
Then we are able to do what we were not able.
我们就可以活出想也想不想不到的那个圣洁生活。
We can live the life, the holiness that we could not even imagine.
所以我们来看这里就是好像是一个很基本的关于我们的生命的问题。
This seems a very basic truth about our life.
但是我们看见是这个的生命是让我们脱离一个不能脱离的那个传统。
But when we received the life, we were taken out of the tradition that we could not abandon.
在基督的生命里面，我们可以自由了。
In Christ, we have freedom.
我们可以了，圣洁了。
We can be holy.
我可以变成属天了。
We can become heavenly.
是何等的恩典。
What grace that is.
然后他就也讲到我们蒙了重生。
And then he says that we're born again.
蒙了重生是因为主永远长存的道。
Because of his living and eternal word.
主的道好像种子一样放在我们里面。
And the word of the Lord is like a seed planted in us.
他就让我们重生了。
And then he let us reborn.
这个蒙了重生的那个途径就是借着主的道。
And the way to be born again is through the word of the Lord.
所传的福音就是这个道。
And the gospel by which was preached was by that word.
这是从另外一方面来讲到我们得救的那个事情。
This is on the other side of looking at our salvation.
是主把他道赐下来。
And the Lord gave us his word.
好像种在我们里面一样。
And it seems that it planted in us.
罗马书说听道是从信道是从听到来的。
And in Romans it said, believe in the Lord by hearing.
信道是从听到来的。
To believe the Lord, you first have to hear.
所以当人听了主的道。
So when someone hears the word of the Lord,
就是那个永远长存的道。
It is that living an eternal word.
过了一些时间。
And after some time has passed,
那个不能坏的种子就在里面生长起来。
The incorruptible seed grow.
这就是重生了。
So that is being born again.
所以我们要传扬主的道。
And so we preach the word of the Lord.
我们要看重主的道。
And we look highly on the word of the Lord.
因为其他的方法其他的话语是没用的。
Because other methods or other words are not important, not useful.
只有主的道能叫人得救。
But only the word of the Lord can save people.
主的道就是福音。
And the word of the Lord is the gospel.
我们感谢主他的福音传遍天下。
We thank the Lord that his gospel was preached to the end of the earth.
没有人去寻找神。
No one seek the Lord first.
那是神来寻找我们。
But God came to find us first.
我们还是不明白的时候。
When we were yet without understanding.
当我们还是做罪人的时候。
When we were yet sinners.
主就来寻找我们。
And the Lord came to look for us.
我们就在各处来听闻主的道。
So at every place we heard his word.
主的道是带着生命的。
And the word of the Lord came with life.
所以就能叫人得救。
So that can save people.
但是我们要往前去。
But we need to look ahead.
第二章第一节就讲到那的情况就是得救人的情况。
The first verse of chapter 2 speaks of the condition of those who are saved.
但是再往下去
And if you continue read,
又讲到得救了第二节。
And in verse 2 it says, when you're saved,
但是这个得救就不一样了。
Oh, that is a different salvation.
这得救就是实质上就是成长。
That means to grow.
跟前面那句配合起来。
When you read with verse 1,
因此见长以致得救。
Hang on.
因此见长第一阶第二阶中间的。
As newborn, no,
叫你们因此见长以致得救。
So that when you do these things, you can grow unto salvation. It's not in there. You may grow thereby.
这得救跟前面的得救就不一样。
So this salvation is different from the previous one.
这得救就是渐渐长大。
That means to grow up gradually.
这里讲到主的道是有两方面的功用。
When you speak of the word of the Lord, it has two functions.
我们记得主耶稣曾经说，我来了是叫人得生命。
We remember that the Lord said he came so that man can have life.
然后叫他们得更丰盛的生命。
And life more abundantly.
因为提摩太书怎么说？
First Timothy letters would say,
就是圣经能叫人归正。
The Bible can correct your conduct.
叫属神的人得以完全。
So that those who belong to God can be perfected.
是两方面。
So that's two sides.
主他来了，他要救人的，要叫人得救，叫人叫得救的人，他们生命丰盛。
The Lord came so that people can be saved, and those who are saved, their life can grow more abundantly.
主就是那个称为道的。
So the Lord is called the Word.
主就是道。
And the Lord is the Word.
他自己是活的道。
He is that living Word.
他要来叫人的生命。
He came so that we can have life.
又叫人的丰盛的生命。
And then we can have life more abundantly.
整本的圣经。
This whole Bible.
是对两种人的。
It points to two types of people.
一种就是没有得救的人。
One to those who are unsaved.
主是叫他们得救。
And the Lord lead them to salvation.
第二种人就是得救了。
And the second type is those who are saved.
圣经就是叫他们能长起来。
And the Bible will cause them to grow up.
一直长到一个地步。
To grow up to a point.
是 长成基督的身量
to the stature of Christ
到好像是主耶稣那个荣耀的样式
It's to the glorious form of Christ
所以第二章第一节就是讲到得救的那个情况
So first verse speaks of our salvation
但是到第二节他就讲到得救之后他们要长起来的情况。
So in verse 2 it says, after you're saved, how you grow.
属灵的生命怎么能长起来呢?
How can your spiritual life grow up?
就是要来领受主的道。
So it is to that we receive the word of God.
那一个是本能的。
That is a natural ability.
是自然的
it's a natural ability
只要他有生命他就有这个爱物在那里
If you have the life then you will have that longing
所以有一些人他没有什么属灵的爱物
And some people don't have that longing spiritually
或者是对主的道 完全没有爱物。
Or to say that they have no love for the word of the Lord.
也许有一个危险，就是他可能还没有生命。
Perhaps there is a danger that he has not yet been saved.
一个小孩子，他一个 baby， 他生出来了，他就爱物奶。
Think about a newborn baby. Once the baby is born, he'll want milk.
当然生活上他有许多的需要。
Of course, in life, the baby has many needs.
但是我看那个奶是他最需要的。
But I think that milk is the most important thing.
他对那个奶的爱慕是非常强烈的。
The love for that milk is very strong.
因为他生命的本能就是要长大。
Because the natural ability of life is to grow up.
所以他整个生命 就在哪里吸收这个奶的供应。
So all the life the baby is to absorb the milk.
树林的生命也是这样。
Same thing with our spiritual life.
假如我们得救了。
Once we're saved.
主的生命在我们里面了。
The life of the Lord is in us.
我们就自然的爱物纯净的灵奶。
Then we will naturally desire the pure milk of the word.
我们知道圣经有一个讲法。
The Bible has a saying.
只能吃奶的是婴孩。
Those who can only drink milk, your babies.
能吃干粮的就是 长大了。
But once you grow up, you can eat some solid food.
但是我看这里所讲的纯净的灵奶是不分这两种的。
But I don't think that the pure milk here has that two types.
它的重点就是在那活泼长存的道就是纯净的灵奶。
But the important thing is that living and eternal word is the pure milk.
是生命的需要。
It is the need of your life.
叫人得生命。
It calls you to get life.
叫得生命的，他靠着这奶，他长起来。
Once you have the life through this pure milk, you can grow up.
而且他无论长到什么地步。
So it doesn't matter what point of your growth is.
他还是对这纯净的灵奶有那个不停止的爱慕。
And you will continue to love that pure milk.
越是长进，他对这个爱慕越是强烈。
The more you grow, the stronger the love becomes.
所以这里一个重点就是跟刚才我讲的分开两种。
So the important thing is here when I just talk about the two types.
是不一样的。
It's different.
弟兄姊妹，你爱慕纯净的灵奶吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you desire the pure milk of the word?
但是我要问，从哪里有纯净的灵奶呢？
But I have to ask, where do you find pure milk of the word?
留意这是纯净啊。
Careful, this is pure.
只有从神哪里才有纯净的灵奶。
Only from God we can have pure milk.
有一个问题是这样的。
There's a question like this.
有许多基督徒他常常听到。
Questions, we hear sermons a lot.
常常聚会。
We gather a lot.
看一些书。
We read spiritual books.
非常的殷勤。
Very diligent.
但是呢我们留意这是有时候呢讲到是不是就把纯净的灵奶拿出来了。
We need to be careful that the sermons, are they pure milks?
我就想到在圣经里面那些使徒啊，苏林人啊，他们怎么讲道的
？So I looked at that in the Bible. Those spiritual men, how do they preach?
我把这个题目留给你们。
I'll give you that topic to think.
你们去查看查看。
You can check on the Bible.
圣经里面讲到怎么讲的呢？
How does the people in the Bible give a message?
基本上应该是他们没有加添许多其他东西进去的。
Basically, they did not add much additional things.
就是原原本本就是主的道。
They used the original word of the Lord.
但是现代或者后来的世代所讲所说的讲道。
So when we come to the later generations, when we talk about giving a message,
把许多的其他东西加进去。
We add many other things.
就变成不纯正了。
And it becomes not pure.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
把人的意见加进去。
You add the opinions of man.
把世界的观点加进去。
You add the viewpoints of the world.
把许多的不敬虔的笑话也加进去。
And many ungodly jokes.
慢慢呢，你就发觉一些听到的人。
Later on, then you realize those hearers of the word.
他们喜欢吃加添的东西那些道。
They like to hear the word with adjectives.
所以有这样的会众就有这样的讲员了。
So with that type of congregation, you will have that type of speaker.
所以比方是有这样的市场，就有这样的产品。
So when you have a market like that, you will have that type of product.
慢慢人不太喜欢那些纯净的主的道。
And slowly people become less desired of the pure milk of the word.
传道的人也是想发指要加添一些什么的，叫听的人感觉到了很满意。
The speakers will have to add things to satisfy the congregation.
结果情况就是这样子。
And then that becomes where we are now.
好像是现今许多的事物视频都加添了许多加添剂在里面。
It's like our food today has many additives.
很好吃。
Tastes good.
但是没有对健康没有益处。
But they're not benefit to your health.
甚至要带来严重的疾病。
And even they can cause serious problems later on.
但是在食品里面加添了许多其他不是有益的东西是常常有的。
It often happens that the food is contained with many not healthy additives.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有检讨你听到的爱物是基于什么原因？
And sisters, have you checked upon why you hear those messages?
有时候就是我们基于要吸收一些加添的东西。
And sometimes we hear them because we want to absorb those additives.
假如没有加添的东西在里面，
without the additives,
就没有胃口了。
Then we lost our appetite.
就提不起精神了。
Then we lost our strength.
我们的健康是大概是有问题的。
Our health has a problem.
当然最先是我们的观念有问题。
But first of all, it's our viewpoint has a problem.
所以我们知道纯净的灵奶就是主的道。
So we need to know that the pure milk is the word of the Lord.
你知道尼希米以斯拉的时代。
You know that in Nehemiah and Ezra, the time.
他们怎么带来属灵复兴呢？
How did they bring a spiritual recovery?
他们就是把主的道讲清楚。
When they preach the word of the Lord clearly.
他们就是把圣经的话在哪里宣讲。
They proclaim the word of the Bible.
清楚的宣讲就是。
All they did was clearly proclaim the word of the Bible.
就带来那个复兴了。
And that brings the recovery.
所以我们今天来到在爱物主的纯净灵奶的那个 世上。
So when we come to the topic of desiring the pure milk of the word,
我们应该留意主的话不是在乎不单在乎言语。
We need to pay attention that the word of the Lord is not only on forms,
不单在乎言语，更是在全能圣灵充足的信心。
And not only just on the letters of the word, but on the power and mighty of the word, of the faith.
今天假如我们传讲的人是这样，
If the preacher is like that,
来信靠主的活泼长存之道，就是能供应的。
And then how the speakers can be dependent on the pure milk of the Lord, that's how we can supply people.
我们来我们听到我们来领受的人也是存这样的信心。
The hearers, when we come to hear these messages, we came with that heart.
这活泼长存的道就能够叫我们建长。
And the living and eternal word can cause us to grow.
今天有一个现象，就是有一些基督徒他常常聚会。
There's a sign that the Christians gather often.
每一个聚会都去。
And they would go to every meeting.
在自己聚会地方，所有聚会都来了。
And the locally he will go to all the meetings.
在另外聚会的地方的聚会他也去了。
And other meeting places he would go.
在本地的聚会他参加。
He would attend meetings locally.
在外地的聚会他也去了。
Or he would also go to the other places.
但是奇怪。
But strangely.
他没有长大。
He never grew up.
他听了很多。
He heard much.
他很火热的去听。
He diligently and fervently went to hear.
但他没有长大。
But he didn't grow up.
其中恐怕就有一些问题了。
Then we fear there's some problems in there.
也许他听了不是纯正的灵奶。
Perhaps he didn't hear the pure milk of the word.
也许他听不过在乎言语而已。
Perhaps he just listened unto the words.
所以我们听到底是有没有价值呢？
So is there value in our hearing?
是要看听之后有没有长大。
We need to check that after we heard, did we grow up?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要满足于听而已。
And sisters, don't be satisfied in hearing the word.
我们应该留意听之后所听的有没有叫我们长大。
We need to pay attention that after what we have heard, did we grow up?
假如我们一直的听，一直的听。
If we continually hear and hear more,
但是没有以致因此渐长的情况出现。
But there is no that end result that you may grow thereby.
那我们应该停下来检查。
Then we need to stop and check.
看出了什么问题。
And we need to see what went wrong.
不是为听到而听到。
We don't hear the messages for the sake of hearing the messages.
当然有一种情况，我们是为侍奉来听到。
In another situation, we hear the word for service.
我们可能是要明白多一点，我们可以去工作。
If we know more, we can go and work.
但是这样子的侍奉是有很大的问题。
But the service like that also has much problem.
所以我们听的是到底听的对不对？
Have we heard correctly?
应该从我们有没有长大来检查的。
We need to check, have we grown up?
你知道从来就是我们受世界的那个吸引。
We are drawn to the world.
我们从被自己的肉体所捆绑。
We are bounded by our own flesh.
我们在罪恶里面有时候也是好像跑不出来。
Sometimes we cannot take us out of our sin.
但是当我们长大了，我们就从这一些捆绑里面出来。
But when we grow up, we came out of those bondages.
那就是得救了。
That's to say we're saved.
这是长大所带来的，进一步的在真理里面自由。
Once you grow up, in the truth, it brings you freedom.
当我们长大的时候，我们肉体就对我们不能那么厉害的压制。
When we grow up, our flesh is not so oppressed to us.
当我们长大了，世界的捆绑就松开了。
When we grow up, the bondage of the world seems loosened.
我们就得救了。
We're saved.
就不断有更多的得救。
More and more we'll have more salvation.
这是得救，就是跟生命长大有关的。
So this salvation ties with the growing of your life.
假如我们跑在那个正确的道路上。
If we run on the correct path,
那就是太美好了。
That is a wonderful thing.
所以下面说，我们尝过主恩的滋味，我们就有很大的受吸引了。
So later on it says, indeed you have tasted, the Lord is gracious.
我们爱慕纯正的灵奶。
We desire the pure milk of the word.
我们经历不断的长大。
Our experiences grow up.
我们经历到不是靠自己的理智所带来的得救。
We are no longer saved by our own will.
我们尝到主恩的滋味。
We have tasted the Lord is gracious.
那我们就更加的爱慕。
The more so we will desire the pure milk.
这是一个循环。
That is a cycle.
我们爱慕就长大。
And your desire will grow.
我们长大就更爱慕。
Once you grow up and you desire more.
更爱物就更长大。
The more desire you grow up more.
那就不能停了。
So, it's endless.
弟兄姊妹，你这个美好的光景有没有启动呢？
Brothers and sisters, has this wonderful condition started in you?
开始了没有？
Have it started?
我们是不是在停顿的状况底下？
Have we stopped?
但愿主早晨的时候，让我们来思想他给我们的恩典是何等的大。
May the Lord this morning give us time to ponder how gracious He is.
让我们认识我们所蒙的恩是何等的宝贵。
That we will know that how precious is our grace.
他到今天还是等着我们。来进到他的旨意里面。
Even today, he waits for us to enter into his will.
巴不得我们的爱物是纯正的爱物。
I hope that our desires are pure.
是叫我们生命长起来的爱物。
Is the desire so that our life can grow.
以致我们能刚强起来。
So that we can be strengthened.
打那美好的仗。
And fight the good fight.
我要停在这里。
I have to stop.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你给我们的恩典是实在大。
And Lord, how great is the grace you give us?
我们想到我们能蒙恩不是一件小事。
Lord, we think that when we are saved, it's not a small thing.
主啊，我们就是败坏的人。
Lord, we are so corrupted.
竟然你把你的神圣的宝血留在我们里面。
And Lord, you give us your precious blood.
以致我们可以把你活出来。
Lord, you said that we can live your life.
主啊，你又把你的道赐给我们。
And Lord, you also give us your word.
让我们生命得着供应。
That our life is supplied.
让我们能够在你道里面，我们来长进。
That in your word we can grow.
来侍奉你，来荣耀你。
And to serve you, to glorify.
主啊，为着这样大的恩典，我们。来低头敬拜。
Lord, for such wonderful grace, Lord, we bow our heads and worship.
主啊，求你借着你的灵保守你的话在我们心中。
Lord, with your spirit, keep the word in our heart.
让我们一直的在你的喜悦里面。
And that we will dwell in your joy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.